AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. President Obama back at the White House from talking to young inmates at a prison near Oklahoma City has just spoken in the Oval Office about what a U.S. attorney calls an act of domestic terrorism in Chattanooga, Tennessee. The two separate attacks earlier today left four U.S. Marines and the shooter dead, and at least two other people, a Marine and a police officer, wounded. Obama says what took place in Chattanooga was tragic.
It is a heartbreaking circumstance for these individuals who have served our country with great valor to be killed in this fashion.
A U.S. official says the gunman has been identified as 24-year-old Mohammed Youssef Abdulaziz, who lived in Hickson, Tennessee, a few miles across the river from Chattanooga. He's believed to have been born in Kuwait, but it's unclear whether he's a U.S. citizen or a Kuwaiti citizen. Ed Rheingold, the FBI special agent in charge of the investigation, says all of those killed worked at the Navy Operational Support Center and Marine Corps Reserve Center.
All of the victims that were killed were over at the Naval Reserve Center on, how do you say the name? Abacola Highway.
A verdict in the case of Colorado theater shooter James Holmes is expected to be read at this hour. Families of some of the victims have arrived at the courthouse in Centennial to hear the killer's fate. Former President George Herbert Walker Bush fractured a bone in his neck when he took a tumble at his Oceanside summer home, but he suffered no neurological damage, and the injury will be allowed to heal on its own.
The president never lost consciousness in the injury he sustained. Neither impinged on his spinal cord nor resulted in any neurologic deficit.
This is AP Radio News. Dylan Roof, accused of killing nine people at a church in Charleston, South Carolina last month, was formally presented today with an indictment at a brief court hearing.
The judge set a trial date of July 11th, just about a year from now. The judge said he was refusing bond for Roof, that he was a flight risk and could be a danger to the community.
AP correspondent Bruce Smith reports prosecutors are signaling they might make this a capital case.
The solicitor in the case, Scarlett Wilson, said the case has the potential for the death penalty. The state has not yet formally said if they are seeking that, but she did mention that at the hearing.
Two hackers have been awarded 1 million frequent flyer miles each on United Airlines for finding security holes in the airline's computer systems. And a Delta jet with flames shooting from an engine landed safely before dawn today in Seattle. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.